Good morning, MGTOW men. Here we are out in the middle of nowhere. And yes, right now for this moment, I've got loads of money because I haven't spent any money. Oh man, that's good. Nice coffee. I reckon out of all the containers, you know, get all these fucking special cups so you don't spill your drinks and shit. I reckon the bog stock standard takeaway coffee type cup is pretty fucking good. It's a good design. Yes. Oh, fuck. I am tired. God. Got to get into a lot of self-care. And just do it. I had a sort of explanation to everybody about why my hair's scruffy, and then I thought, well, you know, after telling everybody like that, I kind of think, well, that's sort of bullshit, you know? You know, granted that I have crashed a motorbike at 170 k's an hour, and it tends to make the sort of memory of what I'm supposed to be doing, or what I've done, or what I'm, you know, where I left things and stuff like that, that makes that a little bit of a lucky dip. Oh, great idea. Brilliant notes, brilliant technical points, brilliant. 3 days later, I can't even find the fucking list. I don't even remember, you know, I can't remember where I put the list, and it's not long before I even forgot that I had a list. It just, I'm sort of in one ear and out the other. Like, yeah, that cloth is a low-grade reflector over the, I know. I can turn the sensitivity up. Because the other night I had it right up and it was really bright and you could see me. Yeah, that's better. That's why it was so good. And now it was turned down to the very fucking lowest setting. And, yeah. I'm now in the position of where I've got to do a lot of, holding people accountable for their actions. And the thing is that I've sort of held off because I thought, you know, I was hoping if I just got on with my life, that these cunts would just fucking give up and go away, but they haven't. They keep piling on, and the backlog of shit, you know, and actionable shit is huge. And you know, and the thought has just sort of come to me back into third. The thought, yeah, with that cloth over the mirror, one of those circumstantial things, because I'm out in the middle of fucking absolute nowhere where there's like, for the rest of the night, there's going to be like, maybe, if you're lucky, maybe three or four cars for the next 6-8 hours, you know? And it's absolutely pitch black, so you can see anything coming If I can't, I really absolutely believe in mirrors. I think they're fantastic. But, and I think covering them up, generally speaking, is a really fucking dumb idea. But I'd like you to be able to see me. And the thing with these covering up, you make converting the rear view mirror into a reflector, is that I've got two really excellent side mirrors, and you know, you can see cars. The reason why I went up this road is I saw a tiny little orange light flickering off over the side of a hill somewhere, and I thought, well, I wonder what that is, you know. It could be someone stuck on a road. It was out of place. And when I got to the top of a sort of a little hump of a hill, or the edge of a sort of, it's a long story. Geography, Australia, Great Dividing Range, hills that like are 20-30 metres high sort of stuff, you know, like the end of it sort of thing, you know. And so I got up to this hump, and at the top of the hump, I saw that little flickering sort of yellow light was actually about, probably about 5 km away. So I'd driven out another 2 or 3 km, but you could see, you know, like, provided that it's bright enough and actually throws out enough volume of light, you can see fucking things for like 30 km away, easy, you know. It's how you pick where the towns are when the it's overcast and the clouds are a little bit low. You can see where the patches of the fucking, like small towns and stuff, but you can see, you know, oh, that's that town, that's about 45-50 km away. There's another one about 30 km away. There's another one about 65-70. Oh, I need a fucking clothes peg. And I'll just pause this for a minute.